Rome has been forced to send its two Marines to face trial in India. Massimiliano Latorre and Salvatore Gironi, who skipped bail after being accused of killing two Indian fishermen, arrived in New Delhi on Friday. The Marines, posted aboard oil tanker MV Enrica Lexi on security duty, had in February last year opened fire at a fishing boat off the southern western coast of Kerala, killing the fishermen. The Marines said they mistook the fishermen for pirates. They were under the custody of Indian security forces since then. In February this year, they were allowed to visit Italy for 1 month. Italian ambassador took personal responsibility for their return. However, last week, Italian government announced that the Marines will not go to India. This forced an angry reaction from New Delhi. The Indian Supreme Court had even barred the Italian ambassador from leaving the country. Italy's deputy foreign minister stated that the two Marines would return to stand trial.
We flew overnight. We arrived in time. The two Marines are here. They are in the Italian embassy. They will resume the status they were having before.
Italy alleged that India is violating the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Immunity. The two countries were on the verge of a major diplomatic war.
The solution was triggered by a letter from the Indian authorities, which was a very constructive letter, an official letter guaranteeing to the Italian authorities that in this case there is no question that death penalty could even be envisaged.
Italy's refusal to send back the two Marines caused a political storm in India, with opposition parties slamming the government for its handling of the issue.
Later on, I think India and Italy would also have to arrive at some protocols about the use of armed guards. When they enter Indian waters, what would be the kind of rules of engagement that would apply? And this is something that would have a larger bearing on the complex issue of the use of private security contractors, as they are called, on merchant ships.
Prime Minister Manmohan Singh also expressed happiness at Rome's decision to send back the two Marines. A special court is being set up to deal with this case. Italy has called it a major concession. Though India may claim a diplomatic victory, analysts say the judicial process here can be a long and complex one, and it remains to be seen how soon this issue will be resolved. Sanjay Sethi, Press TV, New Delhi.